KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees. We picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall early this morning here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny now and breezy this afternoon, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. We look for details later today about an accident that occurred at the Lake Anita State Park Sunday evening. Anita and Wyota Fire and Rescue personnel were called to the park ranger's office where an accident had occurred just outside there at around 6:45 p.m. No other details are currently available other than two people were injured. News time is 7:08.
We asked Pat from Rex Pharmacy what she enjoys about working with her customers.
I enjoy the customers when they come in. I try to remember their faces and their names. A lot of the people don't get out very much, so when they do come in, they like to visit. And I'm a good listener. I enjoy listening to them. And they're not just our customers. They're more like family to us. When they come in how many times a week, and, you know, it gets to be years, we get to be good friends with them. I especially enjoy the older people. I like listening to their stories, and then I have a few of my own to tell them. Another thing, I do the colognes, and I have one lady that calls Claire from Harlan, and I order colognes for her, and then I send them to her. I do that for several customers that can't get down, so I'll mail it to them. I also, every afternoon, I'll make deliveries. I go to several customers maybe once a month, twice a month, and I've made good friends visiting them also. But most of all, I just enjoy the people coming in and seeing their faces, and I hope we make their day, and they surely make mine.
Whether you're waiting for a prescription or need your prescription delivered, or if you're looking for a special fragrance gift, stop in and see Pat at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report two arrests over the weekend at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday. 52-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication following an incident at First and Hammond Streets in Red Oak. Howe was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And at around 4:30 a.m. Saturday, deputies in Montgomery County, assisted by Red Oak police officers, arrested 20-year-old Dylan Michael Johnson of West Des Moines on a charge of OWI first offense. His arrest was the result of an incident in the 1900 block of 207th Street east of Red Oak. Johnson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Two Red Oak teens were arrested late Saturday night on alcohol-related charges. According to Red Oak police, 16-year-old Heath Robert Woods was arrested for an OWI .02 violation and possession of an open container of alcohol. And 16-year-old Nicholas James Terry was arrested for possessing an open container. The teens were taken into custody in the vicinity of 4th and Senate Streets in Red Oak at around 11:30 p.m. They were subsequently released to the custody of their parents. An accident just north of Hancock Saturday evening resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. The Omaha World-Herald reported a man believed to be in his 30s was hurt during the crash off of 430th Street near Patton Avenue at around 6 p.m. Dispatch reports indicated a medical helicopter landed at the nearby ball fields in Hancock. The vehicle involved in the crash was said to have been partially on the man's abdomen. The victim was transported to the Creighton Medical Center. No other details currently available. Police in Council Bluffs said over the weekend a motorcyclist who witnesses say was hit and run over by a car was in critical condition Saturday afternoon. 27-year-old Daniel Starkey of Council Bluffs was transported to the Creighton Medical Center in Omaha, where he was being treated for life-threatening conditions. Witnesses said an older red car, possibly a Toyota, was chasing Starkey's motorcycle before hitting the bike and possibly running Starkey over. The driver of the car was described as being a white male in his 40s with longer grayish hair. Police found Starkey and his cycle in an alley in the 2400 block between West Broadway and 2nd Avenue at around 9:10 a.m. Saturday. After hitting the cycle, the car continued through the alley and turned southbound onto South 25th Street. If you have any information about that incident or can help identify the driver of the vehicle, you're asked to call 712-328-STOP. Also in the news this morning here on KJAN, members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board of Education will hold their final regular board meeting this evening beginning at 5 o'clock at the high school in Elkhorn, with a newly formed Exira EHK Community School District Board to meet about a half an hour later. During the EHK board meeting, they'll recognize members and others who have been instrumental in the reorganization process. Action items include approval of an execution resolution on a quit claim deed, delivery of the quit claim deed, a resolution to merge Elkhorn Kimbleton's assets, liabilities, and equity into the new district, and approve the closing of bank accounts with the Shelby County State Bank and Landman's Bank. And then during the Exira EHK board meeting, which begins at 5:30. They'll act on approving a second reading of board policies, a resolution affirming the reorganization and merger of assets and liabilities of the new district, the appointment of Marie Larson as board treasurer, and Tammy Jacobson as board secretary. News time is 7:12.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Donald Williams, age 98, of Casey, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donald Williams will be this morning at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Virginia Callahan, age 90, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virginia Callahan will be today at 1:30 at the Elmcrest Retirement Community Chapel in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maxine Herrick, age 96, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maxine Herrick will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert Lyden, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Lyden will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Clifford Smith, age 83, of Walnut, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Clifford Smith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Anthony Wenzel Pavanka, age 89, of Dexter, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Anthony Pavanka will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Charles Evan Smith, age 63, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died Thursday. No services are planned for Charles Smith. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Mike Wuhr, age 44, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday. Services for Mike Wuhr are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.